Let's talk TikTok. The latest legal battles surrounding the platform have been setting off alarms across industries. Privacy concerns, geopolitical drama, and even some whispers of good old-fashioned overreach. If you know me, you know I love a good conspiracy theory as much as the next marketer who has had too much caffeine and late-night blue screen. But let me remind you, I come to this conversation as someone with a political science background and 2 decades deep in digital tech. I'm not here to tell you what to think. I'm here to ask the kinds of questions that make you go, you know, interesting. So let's break this down into the official narrative, the hidden layers, and the questions no one seems to be asking, but should be. Let's be honest, this isn't about data security. I don't buy it, not for a second. The idea that the US government's crackdown on TikTok is about protecting your data, or even safeguarding national security, just doesn't add up. Sure, the headlines are plastered with words like privacy concerns and Chinese surveillance. But let's not kid ourselves. This isn't about protecting you from invasive algorithms or Beijing tapping into your late-night scrolling habits. This is about political security. The real threat TikTok poses isn't to your data. It's to the establishment's grip on shaping public opinion. Think about it. TikTok has mastered the art of influence. It's the most potent platform we've ever seen for shaping narratives, sparking cultural shifts, and amplifying voices that traditional institutions can't control. And the fact that it's owned by a foreign company, a Chinese one no less, makes it a wild card that's driving governments absolutely insane. This isn't a war over data, it's a war over power. And power, in the modern world, is tied to influence. TikTok doesn't just collect data, it shapes perceptions. It doesn't just serve content, it creates movements. That level of influence, especially in the hands of a foreign-owned platform, is terrifying to a political establishment that thrives on controlling the flow of information. So let's cut through the noise. This isn't about protecting you, it's about protecting them. The official story for TikTok, big privacy risk. The US government and several states have been cracking down on TikTok for one key reason: national security concerns. Officials claim TikTok, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, is a gateway for the Chinese government to access data on US citizens. Think of it as the digital equivalent of leaving your diary out in the open, except your diary now includes your facial recognition, location data, and what side of hash food talk you're on. The concerns are technically valid. TikTok collects tons of data, and with China's strict laws requiring companies to share info with the government when asked, the what-if scenarios are endless. Not to mention, ByteDance employees were caught improperly accessing user data, including that of US journalists. So, that happened. On paper, it's all about protecting user data from a foreign adversary. But here's the thing. If we're talking about user privacy, TikTok is hardly alone in its data hoovering ways. Facebook, Google, Amazon, and nearly every big tech platform make TikTok's data collection look downright quaint by comparison. So, why TikTok? Why now? Is it about power and not privacy? Let's zoom out for a second and ask a bigger question. Is this really about security or is it about control? Here's where things start to get spicy. TikTok isn't just a social media app. It's a cultural force. It's reshaping how younger generations consume content, how trends are created, and even how movements gain momentum. For governments, that kind of influence is both intimidating and difficult to regulate. Unlike Facebook or Twitter, TikTok isn't a US-based company, so it's harder to influence or subpoena when it doesn't play by the rules of Silicon Valley. Could this be a turf war disguised as a security issue? Look at what happened when TikTok refused to sell its US operations to an American company during the Trump administration. The gloves came off, and things have been tense ever since. This raises a question. Is the crackdown about TikTok being a national security risk, or about it being outside US control? If this were really about privacy, why not just write a law? Here's the part of the TikTok saga that doesn't add up. If the US government's primary concern is protecting Americans' data, why hasn't it taken the simplest, most straightforward path to solve the problem? Let's face it. If this were truly about data privacy, there's a much easier way to handle it than the messy, dramatic, sell it or ban it ultimatum we've been watching unfold. Think about it. The US government could have written a law requiring apps from foreign adversaries, or whatever buzzword list they'd like to create, to meet stricter data security standards. They could have mandated that any platform operating in the U.S. must store user data domestically, undergo regular security audits, and restrict access to sensitive information. Not only is that a pragmatic solution, it's also one that's been done before. We've seen similar rules applied in industries like finance and healthcare, so why not social media? What about Apple and Google? Better yet, the government could have just outsourced the problem to the gatekeepers of the app ecosystem, Apple and Google. These companies already have significant power to regulate apps in their stores, and they've shown a willingness to enforce strict privacy and security standards. Apple, in particular, has made privacy its calling card, introducing features like app tracking transparency that fundamentally alter the ad tech landscape. Imagine this. The government mandates that any app from a flagged country must pass additional privacy and security checks before it can be listed on the App Store or Google Play. Apple and Google would handle the heavy lifting, vetting the apps, auditing their data collection practices, and blocking those that don't meet the standards. Done and dusted. No need for political theater, no need to disrupt millions of creators and businesses, and no need for TikTok users to panic scroll Twitter for updates on whether their app is about to disappear. Why the hardline approach to force the sell it or ban it ultimatum? So, why didn't the government take this route? Why didn't they legislate higher data security standards or let the tech giants handle the dirty work? Instead, they went straight for the jugular, sell TikTok to a US company or face an outright ban. Here's why that feels fishy. Writing a law to regulate data privacy for foreign-owned apps would have been easy. It's politically defensible, publicly popular, and most importantly, it actually addresses the stated problem, user privacy. Plus, it would set a clear precedent for how the US plans to deal with similar platforms in the future. If another app from a foreign adversary comes along, the rules would already be in place. But that's not what happened. Instead, the government went with the nuclear option, an ultimatum that's more about power than practicality. When you step back and look at it, this wasn't a surgical strike on data privacy concerns. It was a broadside aimed squarely at TikTok's ownership structure. What this really suggests, the hardline approach tells us something important. This isn't just about protecting user data. If it were, the government would have taken the simpler, more targeted route. The fact that they didn't suggests that something bigger is at play. The sell it or ban it approach has nothing to do with making TikTok safer for users. It's about forcing ByteDance, and by extension the Chinese government, into a corner. It's about control. By demanding TikTok be sold to a US company, the US isn't just solving a privacy problem. They're seizing influence over one of the most culturally and economically significant platforms of our time. The takeaway. Let's call it like it is. If this were strictly a privacy issue, the government had countless options that didn't involve threatening to nuke TikTok off everyone's phones. A few well-crafted data privacy laws or app store regulations would have done the trick, and set a meaningful precedent for all platforms, not just TikTok. But that's not what happened. Instead, we got an ultimatum, one that feels more like a geopolitical chess move than a thoughtful response to legitimate privacy concerns. And when you step back and look at the bigger picture, it raises an uncomfortable question. Was data privacy really the priority here, or was it just the most convenient excuse? A possible, but wild, scenario focuses on the economic angle. Here's another idea to chew on. Could this be more about protecting US tech companies than protecting US citizens? TikTok is eating everyone's lunch when it comes to ad revenue. Platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube are playing catch-up, often rolling out blatant TikTok clones, cough reels, cough shorts. If TikTok continues to dominate, it's a direct threat to the economic powerhouse that is American big tech. And let's be real, lobbying is the sport of Washington, D.C. It's no secret that US-based platforms like Meta have spent big lobbying for stricter regulations on TikTok. Could the whole national security narrative be a convenient shield for what's really a financial turf war? If you think that's too cynical, let me remind you. This is the same government that once tried to break up a tant over telephones. What nobody's asking who gets hurt the most. Now, let's flip the script. Whether TikTok gets banned outright or tightly regulated, who really loses? It's not ByteDance. They've got a global user base to fall back on. The real casualties are the creators and small businesses that have built their brands on the app. TikTok is the discovery engine of our time. For creators, it's been a golden age of opportunity. For small businesses, it's been a lifeline, particularly during the pandemic, when the algorithm helped brands reach audiences they could never afford to target through traditional advertising. If TikTok goes away, it's the underdogs that lose the most, while the giants like Meta and Google reclaim their throne. The deep dark theories. Is this about a quiet payoff to the Chinese government? All right, let's wade into the murkier waters. If you've got a soft spot for a good geopolitical conspiracy, don't we all? This theory is going to make you lean in a little closer. The Chinese government, the Communist Party of China, CCP, is facing mounting financial pressures. Their economy, once the envy of the world, is showing cracks. Between a real estate crisis, high youth unemployment, and growing internal dissent, the CCP has a growing need to shore up resources, maintain control, and project strength. And that's where TikTok, and possibly this entire U.S. crackdown, might fit into the picture. Here's the idea. TikTok, as we all know, is owned by ByteDance. And ByteDance, like all major Chinese companies, is subject to heavy CCP oversight and influence. The Chinese government isn't just a silent partner. They're actively intertwined with the operations and decisions of companies like ByteDance. So, let's say the U.S. forces TikTok to be sold to an American company or investor group. Remember the Oracle-Walmart fiasco that almost happened in 2020. What happens in that scenario? A massive payday for ByteDance, and by extension, the CCP. Think about it. If TikTok were sold, that deal would likely be worth tens of billions of dollars. That's a cash windfall flowing directly into ByteDance's coffers, and by extension, into the Chinese government's hands. The U.S. or U.S.-based investors would essentially be writing a check to the CCP, funneling billions into the pockets of a government we're simultaneously trying to weaken. In this context, the U.S.'s relentless pursuit of a TikTok ban starts to look less like a hardline stance on national security, and more like a veiled way to engineer a cash transfer to China without calling it a direct payment on our financial obligations. Why would the U.S. play along with this? If this sounds far-fetched, let's put it into perspective. The U.S. owes China over $850 billion in treasury securities, making them one of the largest foreign holders of U.S. debt. While outright default on that debt is off the table, tensions between the two countries are escalating. What's a more politically palatable alternative to paying back debt on the books? A backdoor payoff that avoids riling up the public or causing Wall Street chaos. By forcing TikTok into a sale, the U.S. would effectively be transferring billions to a Chinese company under the guise of national security. It's not labeled as a debt payment, but functionally, it accomplishes the same goal, transferring U.S. capital to China without openly admitting it. This theory suggests that the U.S. government might be playing the long game here, trying to quietly alleviate financial tensions with China, while distracting the public with headlines about TikTok dances and privacy concerns. Is this so outlandish? Let's connect the dots. ByteDance doesn't just exist in a vacuum. It operates in a system where the CCP exerts significant control over its actions, particularly its finances. If ByteDance benefits, the CCP benefits. And the timing couldn't be more interesting. The Chinese government needs cash flow, and TikTok, one of the most valuable tech platforms in the world, is a convenient conduit for it. It also explains the CCP's firm refusal to allow ByteDance to sell TikTok's algorithms, which are the secret sauce behind its success. Why? Because those algorithms represent long-term strategic value. If the CCP sees TikTok as both a cash cow and a critical soft power weapon, you can bet they're strategizing about how to use it to their greatest advantage. From this perspective, the US's TikTok ban threats could almost be viewed as a negotiation tactic, a way to force China into a sale that results in a massive cash influx for the CCP. Sure, it's framed as protecting American privacy, but in reality, it could be a creative workaround to settle financial imbalances between the two superpowers without calling it what it really is. What would this mean for marketers and creators? Here's the kicker. If this theory holds water, TikTok's fate isn't just about privacy or ad revenue wars. It's a pawn in a much bigger chess game between two global powers. And for marketers, creators, and brands, that means we're operating on borrowed time. Whether TikTok gets banned, sold, or severely regulated, the fallout for our industry could be huge. If TikTok ends up in US hands, it might lose its edge, its innovation, and the unique culture that makes it the creative juggernaut it is today. Meanwhile, if TikTok stays under Chinese control but is battered by constant political scrutiny, the platform's stability could come into question. Either way, the ripple effects will be felt across the digital marketing landscape. It's not just about adapting to new platforms or strategies, it's about understanding that we're caught in the crossfire of a geopolitical showdown. So, the next time someone tells you this is just about privacy, take a second to think about all the layers underneath. Because sometimes, the best stories are the ones happening behind the scenes. Questions we should be asking. I told you I'd ask all the questions, so here's what's bouncing around my head. Why are we singling out TikTok for privacy concerns when US-based platforms are equally invasive? If this is about protecting citizens, shouldn't we be having a broader conversation about all data privacy, not just TikTok's? What's the long game here? If TikTok is banned, do we really think another Chinese company won't create a new app just as popular? Are we trying to set a precedent for how we deal with foreign tech companies in general? Who benefits the most from TikTok's downfall? If you follow the money, where does the trail lead? What happens if TikTok stays but is forced to change? Forcing them to move data servers to the US or sell to an American company might solve the political optics, but would it actually protect user data, or just put it in different hands? And finally, why does this matter to us as marketers? If TikTok is a no-go, what's plan B for reaching the younger, hyper-engaged audience we've come to rely on? The TikTok drama is a swirling mix of legitimate concerns, power plays, and a dash of who gets to own the future of social media. As marketers, we can't control the outcome, but we can keep asking questions and staying ahead of the shifts. Because whether TikTok thrives, adapts, or disappears altogether, the cultural appetite for short, authentic, and hyper-personalized content isn't going anywhere. The only question is, who's serving it up next? Stay curious, stay critical, and keep your strategy nimble. The TikTok saga is far from over,